Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Although you see no water for miles around, fool! They've heard this before. Quiet, you dolt. A wizard supreme has many things to tell about this nightmare Barovia. Wizard supreme? In this place, your pointless titles mean nothing. For the only way to escape is to slay Strahd in the manner of a true warrior or die in the attempt.
Tarpos gets low in the snow, so she's difficult to see.
Nice.
And she just holds that position. Gorob, Lushen are going to join you on the side of the wagon.
Yeah.
Or they try to, but when they do that, Perrin says, Gorob, Lushen, would you like to take the horse and just be in the middle of the road? Just be quiet.
Perfect.
That's perfect.
I was honestly just going to ask them how their day had been.
Say their names once.
Gorob and Lushen just wade out into the middle of the path and are standing there. Gorob turns around and yells, "What are we meant to be doing here? I really feel like we should, of course, be hiding with you lot." Then Lushen turns around. "You idiot! You fool! Can't you see the strategy that's going on? Oh, strategy!
Scanning
Tell
the tree line.
Me more!"
Mace in hand.
Yeah. Looking around.
It's just like a dull white noise.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
A few minutes pass.
Yeah.
Pip, you hear the snapping of a branch from behind you. You
whip around.
Whip around, looking in that direction, but nothing moves. Hector, you hear some birds rustling through trees, like a massive wing of them have taken flight. You turn around in your direction and see no movement.
Okay.
Pip, you hear another snapping, a little bit closer this time.
Okay.
You turn around and you see something galloping between the woods. You think it was maybe just a deer.
Okay. All right.
Maybe.
Hector. It's a moment of quiet stillness, too perfect. No animals are moving. You look over and you see a tree stop moving.
Can I, quick as a flash, cast Sacred Flame?
At that tree?
At that tree.
Dexterity saving throw?
Yep.
The tree passes. It's dexterity saving throw. You smite with holy light in the direction of the tree. The tree sways, but not with the wind, and then a tree behind it is struck. Let's go to initiative.
Dust kegs are scary. I hate that they gallop, dude.
That might have just been a deer.
Yeah, but also in Barovia, deer are just as scary as dust kegs. Remember that deer you saw in the woods that stood up?
I don't remember. I don't want to remember.
What the fuck was that?
It wasn't anything.
Doesn't look like anything to me.
Barovia's a rotten country, Adam.
Rotten to the core.
Rotten to the goddamn core.
Okay, so the dusk hags catch you by surprise, or catch everyone except Hector by surprise. So there is a surprise round where just you, Hector, and the hags will act, and then everyone... Oh, actually, sorry. I completely forgot to roll for the three NPCs who get a chance to engage... Well, Unfortunately, Piran is not engaging in this surprise round. Neither is Tarpos. Gorob and Lushan are. So there is a surprise round where the hags, Gorob, Lushan, and you, Hector, will act. Only you three.
Okay.
Piran's turn is first. He's surprised. The hag's turn. Six hags explode.
Six.
Who said four?
I underestimated.
A low ball to some hags.
Six hags hit you in a pincer maneuver with four by Hector and two by Pip. Mm-hmm. Hector, you're on the other side of the road from the wagon. It is, to give you guys a idea of space, imagine it's the road.
Yep.
There's the wagon on the south side of the road, tipped over on the south side of the road. On top of the wagon is Pip. Mm-hmm. Next to the wagon is Piran. Then low in the snow on the other side is Tarpos. Standing near but not next to Tarpos on the other side of the road is you, Hector. Mm-hmm. Gorb, Lushan are in the center. Coming from the north in where the trees are, four hags. Coming from the south, two hags. Make sense?
Okay, yep.
Hey, Pip, you're on 14 hit points. Did you know that?
I should have healed up.
Well...
Do you want, as part of your little potion-making escapade, to have taken a short rest?
Yes.
Oh, no. That doesn't grant anything.
That doesn't do shit, dude.
Yeah.
Doesn't do shit.
Never mind.
Yep, that's okay.
Would you have liked some healing from Tarpos? She had a bit more.
I can also make some healing, so maybe I would have done that while
you,
I was
all right, would you have liked to have done that?
Maybe during that conversation with some far travelers.
Yeah.
Or plains travelers. We were like, hey, okay, that's expensive. And you're like, I can make
potions.
I'll make one right now. Potions, or I'm bleeding.
Potions we have. We've got potions at home. Angel feathers. I'm running out of stuff. It's scary.
Water can be an ingredient.
Yeah, water.
For
I use water. And
one more thing.
Essence of Piercer, to seek user.
Okay.
So it gets me right in the guts, you know?
It heals you a little bit better because of the Piercer essence.
Yeah.
It's seeking where it needs to go.
It's seeking the damage in my body.
You did pretty good on the roll.
Okay.
So you heal 10, 20 hit points.
Okay, hey, that's pretty good.
That's something.
I'll take it, dude. I'll absolutely...
You're on 34.
That's great. It's really not. Okay.
So it's four hags coming. There's like the road, and then between the hags and Gorb and Lushan, it's me.
Going from, imagine lines of infantry going from north to south.
Mm-hmm.
Four hags, Tarpos, Hector, not standing next to each other.
Yep.
Then Gorb, Lushan on the road. Then on the wagon, Pip, next to him, Piran. Off the wagon. Make sense? Yep. Oh, and then, sorry, two hags past them.
Yep.
Make sense?
Yep.
All right. So, hags act first.
Cool.
What's your armor class, Hector?
Currently, it's, great question. 16.
So, one hit from the first hag. It lunges at you and slashes. Hags, you... Imagine a creature that could be mistaken for a pine tree.
Yep.
A dead pine tree.
Okay. Would I know that getting hit by a hag... Don't get hit by a hag.
I told you they had a paralytic touch.
Yeah. So if I was to cast maybe a shield
you
as a reaction?
Would, yeah, if you cast shield, this attack misses you. They have... elongated sloped heads, kind of like gray aliens.
Mm. Yeah.
And then imagine a gray alien with a riffraff.
Oh, no.
A long curtain of hair going all the way around, but not touching the tops of their heads. All of them have two sets of noses, but they don't look monstrous. They look like human noses, but not the same. So all six of them have two different noses.
Okay.
All of their noses look human, but they don't look the same. So mismatching noses.
Do they move on all fours?
They will, scamper on all fours as they're sprinting. When they get right up to you, they'll slash at you with their just hands.
I kind of imagine them as like a human being stretched over a mandrel shape, kind of.
Yeah.
Not perfectly accurate.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of height to them. You're underestimating. Imagine something as tall as fucking Siren Head.
Okay.
Okay. And they didn't go for my horse. They went for me.
They're going for you right now. Or at least these three are going for you. So that attack, that's two misses. The second one, that's a critical hit.
Oh, shit.
Does shield help with that?
Unfortunately, a 20 is a 20. It's a hit regardless.
That's a shame.
So that is this one.
Let's see. Maybe instead.
Well, this isn't too bad. I mean, it could be worse. Disarmed. Double damage and make a DC 12 dexterity saving throw. On a failed save, drop your weapon.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Well, you can summon it back pretty easily.
It's the mace, though.
Yeah, that's the one thing you need.
You take 15 points of damage.
Ooh.
And you need to make a dexterity saving throw. You fail the dexterity. What is... Hang on, let me double check. What's your... Dex save, it is 2 plus 5. Yeah, you fail the dexterity save.
Plus,
Wait, no, 2 plus... No, actually, you do pass.
Hey!
You just fucking pass. Four. Thanks to your fucking charisma bonus shit.
Okay. 15 damage? I can body 15
You can body
damage.
15 damage, dude.
Yeah, let's...
You're tough as guts.
You do embody 15 damage. Okay. And their second attack misses, but... You need to make a athletics check. As soon as it's like being hit by sharp rope.
Oh.
As soon as its hand hits you, it begins wrapping around you. You need to make an athletics check or you are grappled.
Okay, but I'm good at athletics checks.
You get an 80-20, get a good boy card.
Oh, yes. Champion.
That was two of them. The third one attacks. Miss. With a shield, you have plus 5 AC, so your AC is 21, right?
Yep.
Hit.
Oh no, dude.
They are powerful.
Oh, sorry. You should have taken an extra 10 points of damage from the critical hit. Sorry. So you're on 46.
Things are getting...
Maybe I will only take half damage, Adam, from that.
That also would have triggered the fucking grievous injury as well. So yeah, best do that. All right, so that would have halved down to, instead of 25, you would have taken, what's that, 12 points of damage?
Yeah.
So you would have taken 12 points of damage.
Okay.
So what are you on currently?
59.
Okay, right. So good to know.
59 is
great. I'd just like to know.
Okay.
And then another attack hits you.
Oh, yeah.
You take a further 9 points of damage.
Okay.
Wow. So you're on 50.
Wow, good opening, Salvo.
Yeah.
Hags.
Yeah. Well done, Hags. Got to give it to the
There's
Hags.
Only half of them. And you need to make another athletics check. Oh, now you're grappled, buddy. You got something for this?
If I was to roll it with advantage.
spend it.
Yeah. Burn it, dude.
You pass.
Whew. I just feel I don't want to be grappled by a hag.
Oh, you don't.
You don't, dude. You don't.
Oh, let me... I'm just, letting you know, the ability they have when they're grappling you, so that's just claws. That's a claw attack.
Yeah.
They have an ability when they're grappling you called rip, tear, and kiss.
You don't want that.
I don't want that.
You don't want that hag's kiss, dude.
It's no good. You're very lucky as well that they don't do insatiable desire with every attack. It's just a special ability they have.
Cool.
And then Tarpos gets attacked.
Oh.
That is... two hits. Oh, Tarpos. Tarpos, your armor class.
It's
Tarpos.
That's
no.
what she gets for wearing summer clothes in winter, dude.
Tarpos, not the chainmail bikini, no. All right, so 10, 24, 33 points of damage.
Ooh, so healthy.
Mm-hmm. And Tarpos needs to make a athletics check. Pass, and a second one. Pass. All right, good. Tarpos is not grappled. Pip, you get slammed into from behind.
Oh, dude. Do I get knocked off the wagon?
We'll find out in a sec. That is hits miss.
Okay.
All right. You take...
Hey, dude, how much?
17 points of damage.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Which, had you not healed, you would have been down, like, instantly.
Yep.
Cool.
That would put you on 17 hit points. Oh, hell yeah.
All right.
And you need to make an athletics check.
Okay.
You, I think, are going to fail. Yep, that's a fail, buddy.
Oh, no.
You're grappled. The Dusk Hag picks you up and looks at you.
Oh, God.
Sweet, sweet lips. The other one runs past Pirin because it hasn't seen Pirin and attacks Gorob Lushan.
That's a
regular hit critical.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuckity duckity. They don't even have like a, you know, singeth them this song of old to incapacitate them.
Hears things that will work.
Yeah, exactly.
So 10, 20. They're taking another massive injury. 10, 20.
Oh my God.
Should you have taken a massive injury? How much damage did you just take? 17.
17.
No, you're fine. You're basic. Oh. 10, 20, 38 points of damage.
Holy shit.
That would have been all my health and then some. Carnivale. You can't be pulling this. Who do you think you are?
It's a surprise round.
Yeah, exactly. It's not even, this is round one.
Yeah.
And they're going
to
take.
We basically need to kill them in the next round.
Yeah. All right, Hector, it's your turn.
Okay. Excellent news. Okay, for my first trick.
Yes. Your first trick?
I would like to cast on the one nearest of me. Is Hexblade Curse.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Which one? There's three.
The one I'm about to hit.
The one you're about to hit. Okay, cool.
So it's critical on a 19-20, mm-hmm. and it's a plus four to damage rolls.
Okay.
Then I'm going to hit them twice.
Nice.
With my mace.
Critical and regular.
Okay, with a critical... I'm going to burn a second level spell
mm-hmm.
for to smite.
So, get back, maximum damage, and the target must make a DC 16 constitution saving throw. On a failed save, they are pushed 15 feet back.
Hell excellent. Yeah. Okay.
They fail the con saving throw, so they'll take 3 times 8 is 24? 24. Then 6 is 30 plus 9. You deal 39 points of damage.
Hell yes. You match the hags.
And you knock that hag
flying
15
in the snow.
Feet back.
Excellent. Okay. Is that from both attacks?
Oh, that was one attack. Sorry.
One attack. Okay.
Well, your second attack.
It's 15 feet away.
I'm going to allow you to do the regular hit first. Do you want to put any special sauce on the regular hit?
No, I think I need to save my spell slots.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, minimum damage.
Oh, that sucks.
10.
Ah.
Still, I mean, 10's pretty good.
So you deal 49 points of damage in total.
Okay, and that hag is great.
That hag is knocked back 15 feet. Oh, they're not bloodied yet. No.
Fuck.
Okay. Shit.
Fuck.
That was Hector, your turn. Gorob and Lushan get to act, and there's a hag right next to him.
Okay. Hey, Gorob and Lushan have been known to just blow up guys occasionally. Maybe
they can do it.
Maybe we get one of them.
Now, this is one of those instances where Lushan is more powerful if he doesn't buff Gorob. So, does he have anything? Unfortunately, he spent a lot of third level spells sending
messages. Yes, man.
Which is unfortunate. You see a few bursts of flames, and that hag gets lit up like a Christmas tree.
Hell yeah.
Hit, miss. Oh, wait, you told them that they're resistant to fire.
Yes.
Actually, unfortunately, then Lushan really only can help Gorob. Lushan has nothing that they're not resistant to. Oh my god. Did you see? Look at this shit.
Oh my god, 220s.
Hey.
What the fuck?
That's good.
That's really fucked up because, wow. All right.
They are going to blow up the hag.
They might.
Fuck yeah.
This sounds so fake.
I know, but it's there. I'm looking at it. One brown dice, one blue dice, 220s on each face. What's up, dude?
Okay, it's going to be fucked.
Ah, you beautiful, annoying dwarf.
Pierced thigh, quadruple damage.
Hey!
That's going to really fucking kill.
Awesome.
And then find an opening, maximum damage, and you have advantage on attacks against the target for 2d4 plus 2 rounds. That's not going to last. I'm letting you know, that's not going to last very long. All right, so the Maximum damage one, that is 8 plus 8 plus 6 plus 6
mm-hmm.
plus 10. So 20.
Whoa!
So 16 plus 12 is 28 plus 10 is 38 points of damage for their first attack.
Jesus Christ.
And then the second attack. Quadruple?
That's so much damage. Adam's picking up so many fucking dice right now. You have just big, chunky hair. It's like a cartoonish amount of dice you have. It literally looked like you picked up a bunch of dice at random. Like with the
I did count.
I know, I believe you, but just because of the differing dice types going on here. That's awesome.
10. There's too many sixes. 10. 20. I'm not even joking. There is too many sixes. 30. I can't group them by tens. 30. 60. What the fuck, dude?
Is this allowed?
60. 84.
And that's quadrupled, right?
Yeah, this is quadrupled.
Okay, thank God.
Okay.
Well, I'm not done yet. Hang on. 84, 86, yeah. 106. That hag is fucking demolished.
Okay.
We're one hag down.
Oh, that's, my God.
That's good.
That's awesome.
That's great news.
That's fantastic stuff. That's why we keep them around, baby.
Wow.
Wazza. What the fuck?
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. Fuck. Okay. Was someone else going? It was just the three
of you. Is it necessary?
Yeah. All right. That back to the beginning. It's Piran's turn.
Yeah.
You hear Piran mutter, "What the fuck?" As Gaurav and Lushan demolish flat side down.
Yeah.
They go from the top and push the hag into the ground. The hag is not nailed in. The hag is just flattened.
Oh my God.
The force of the explosion of that hag's body rupturing,
yeah,
kicks snow up in all directions. You can see the road.
Hell yeah!
All right, then it is Piran's turn. Jesus Christ!
he knows of Christ.
He knows of the Christian God. Yeah. He does.
He's been around, so I get it.
He lunges at the other hag that is attacking you, Pip.
The one that has me grappled.
Yes.
Okay.
He attacks with rapier. Oh, actually, no. This would be an advantage. He attacks with rapier. Doesn't critical hit, but fucking nearly does.
This is a crazy and critical heavy fight.
Wow. Yeah. He hits, yeah, but neither of them are critical hits, but only by fucking one. Oh, I forgot. He's sneak attacks fucked.
This might not be so bad, this fight.
Yeah.
You know?
It's the first time. You have five people with you.
That's true. That's true. There are six hags, but five people.
There's five hags.
Yeah. Well, now there are.
Numbers are even now. Unfortunately, all of this damage is halved.
Yeah.
43 points of damage, halved.
Still, that's good.
Wow.
That's, hey, Piran tough as nails.
And then Piran dashes off in the snow, dives behind a tree, and before you or the hag are able to look, you've lost him.
Hell yeah.
It's the hag's turn again. Let's start with Pip.
Uh-oh.
Someone's going to get smooched.
The hag brings you in close, Pip.
No. Yes. Fuck off. Fuck off. That's a lot of dice, Adam, my pal. Ease up there, cowboy.
Pip, you take 10, 20. You take 25 points of damage.
Okay.
You're down.
Yep.
Okay, that's something.
Pip, the world goes dark.
Is that enough damage for a big boy?
It is too. Thanks for reminding me. Get a good boy card for reminding me. You're going to take a deadly...
Still good.
Taking some deadly damage, baby. I can't wait for you to take levels of exhaustion.
Me neither. I love levels of exhaustion.
It's good for everybody.
Then three hags...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, two hags attack you, Hector.
Attack my horse. I bless my horse.
Yeah, God.
They know the horse isn't going to fight them. That is... Next attack took it out of you. So the next attack that hits you is going to deal minimum damage.
Excellent.
That's good.
As one of the hags royally fucks up their bag. Mm. Then miss hit. Oh, no, hit hit.
Mm.
You want to cast shield again, or what do you want to do?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
So you're not going to cast shield?
Nah.
All right.
Let's cop it. Let's just cop it.
First one deals minimum damage, which is 7. Yeah, 7 points of damage. The second one deals 11 points of damage. And you need to make 2 athletics checks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Don't get sucked off, dude.
I'm trying not to.
Pass. All right, you've not been grappled.
Okay.
Then to attack Tarpos. Oh, Tarpos, your AC.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Tarpos. Hit, miss. Miss. Wow, that was a pretty fucking shit display. Tarpos takes 14 points of damage.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
And needs to make a athletics check. They pass. All right. That's it. That's the hags.
Okay, thank God. It's over. Again. It's over. Okay.
Hector, what would you like to do?
Okay, so the one that I hit, they're now attacking Tarpos.
They're attacking Tarpos now.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. If I was to direct my horse to try to, we could run that hag that I attacked. If I direct my horse to go for that particular hag, like I can spin my horse around.
Oh, not to make your horse attack, to turn your horse
around. Yeah. And aim at that hag.
Yeah.
Do I get attacked? Do they swipe at me
and
the horse?
No, because the hags are big enough that you can move around them without taking attacks of opportunity. You only get an attack of opportunity if you leave someone's area of control.
Okay.
But their area of control is so big that you can get to
that. You're
kind
of on the inside track, excellent. Sort of.
Well, I will maneuver it so that I can attack the hag that I've already hit a bit.
Sure.
Maybe I try and get my... Can I get my horse to stampede?
Yeah.
That would be an action.
Trample him.
Yeah, unfortunately,
trample
you have...
Blessed pounds.
Blessed horse.
Mm. It's very funny. The protection from good and evil spell used to create a little barrier around you where they couldn't actually physically touch you.
Yeah.
Which is very... It doesn't do that anymore, but it was a very funny effect.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll spin around on horse and I will try and hit the one that I've already hit.
Okay. 2 attacks, right?
Yes, 2 attacks.
Hits, but only regular. And what's their armor class? I think they have a shit armor class. I think they've got Tarpos levels of armor class. They do. Yeah, that's a hit. 2 hits.
Nice.
All right. Anything special? Any special sauce you want on these?
They're not bloodied at all, are they?
Not the one that you're fighting.
I don't think so, no.
Okay. So you deal, it's 9 plus 9, 18... plus another 8, so you deal 27 points of damage. Good job.
That's good.
It's bloodied.
Hey, nice. Something.
The hags, by the way, the hags make no noise as they fight.
Oh dude, that's horrible stuff. That's really nasty shit.
That's not good. That's
some fucked up shit from Adam Cannavale Industries right there.
All right. Then it is Gorob and Lushan's turn. Gorob and Lushan look at you, Hector, and call out, help you or help the dragon man!
A dragon man.
Have they forgotten my name?
Did they ever know it? That is... They rolled so shit, but fuck, their armor class sucks so much. I think it's still a hit. It is.
That rolls.
2 hits. The one grappling you, Pip, takes... some of this will be halved. Oh, fuck. 10, 20, 39. Some of that is halved. It gets royally fucked nonetheless.
Hell yeah.
Drinking a potion's a action here.
Yeah.
Did Tarpos drink hers before the fight?
I don't know.
It's Tarpos's turn now.
Mm-hmm.
She's low on hit points, but drinking the potion is an action.
Yeah, I know. It takes
she
some
drinks
time.
The potion. Okay. It's kind of do or die, to be honest.
Yeah.
Blah.
Is that her reaction to the potion?
That's me.
Fair enough.
Does she have any bonus action spells? Oh, she does, actually. Yeah, she can. Oh, shit, yeah. She casts Healing Word.
Hell yeah.
Pip, you wake up. You're still being grappled, but you wake up.
Oh, God, this.
How much sauce can she put on this?
The fact that she was grappling your dead body is not good.
Oh, it's scary, dude. What was she going to do with it?
I don't know.
Drop it. I'm dead.
There you go. All right. Tarpos. Oh, no, that was her last fifth. Oh, her only fifth. Whoops.
Okay.
Oh, well, whatever. Pip, you have 18 hit points.
Waking up with the hag, like, inches
making
from my
out
face.
With you.
Put me back. Put me back.
More like, put me back. As you say, in between the hag's breaths as it continues to kiss you.
Do I, and I hate to do this, but do I now know what my deadly...
No, I...
You'll save that for the end? Okay.
It's too much management. It's
no
at the end of combat
cool, cool,
now.
Cool.
Okay. Bite a tongue.
Oh, now there's an idea.
It's Pip, your turn.
Okay, I'm going to fire a defensive shot into the guts of this this hag.
Okay, cool.
And then I'll just fire another shot into her.
Okay. Now, I will say, first off, that when you fell unconscious, you obviously let go of your crossbow. But
Yep.
I will also say, because I think this is cool lore, that a part of your training drilled into your fucking brain from day one was get a leather thong and have it attached to your weapon and wrap around your wrist. Because when you fall unconscious, son, you're going to want that the weapon's still on your hand.
Maybe like a brief flashback to a tiny skinny Pip, a huge heavy crossbow, like weighing him down. You get used to it, lad. All right. If it's dangling off the leather thing, I like yank it up into my arm, slam it into the stomach of the hag. Twang, twang.
You hit twice.
Nice.
You deal 10 quotation marks of damage.
Yep.
But one of them was a defensive shot, so now the hag is going to have disadvantage to hit you.
Yeah, it was just trying for damage. That was just to make it harder for her to get me in the next turn.
Sure. Well, back up to Piran then.
Mm-hmm.
You Pip here, and then the hag jolts as you can hear someone, a Piran sort of character, stabbing at a bunch.
Sure, tap fella.
Fuck, he keeps rolling 19s. This battle in general wants to crit so badly.
Oh, dude,
it's
hungry for crits. Yeah,
yeah, it's thirsty for him. The hag holding you, Pip, is now bloodied.
Awesome.
It wordlessly opens its mouth and screams in pain.
Awesome. That's great. I love that shit.
Then, Piran's gone again. Both you and the hag are looking where Piran went. You hear the hag just continues to mutter to itself, Ripadagis. But it's not, it's like that, those three words... Mm-hmm. Are a language, as if it's talking to itself.
Okay.
All right. That is Piran. It is the hag's turn.
Yay!
Awesome.
Okay.
Oh, 91.
Oh, thank God.
91, baby.
Oh, thank God.
Baby.
Thank you, defensive shot.
Momentary confusion. You don't add your proficiency bonus to your attacks for 1d4 plus one round. So... It's for five rounds, it's going to have an even shitter time trying to hit you.
Okay, that's awesome.
All right, that was that hag. Then we have...
I mean, there are many others.
Hector, you get attacked by two hags again.
Yay.
Oh, another one and a miss.
Oh my God.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, this is good.
They're fumbling.
This is good.
They're fumbling the bag.
Cut to the quick. If this attack was made with a claw, your damage is reduced by a d4 for 1 minute.
All right. Rock and roll.
Could have been better.
Ow. I don't like that.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Miss, wow, they're fucking, yeah, these hags are fucking
right, struggling the back. Salvo, and then,
yeah, you know, now they're fumbling. Yeah, absolutely.
The other hag hit on Tarpos, and then the other hag hit miss on Tarpos. Tarpos is about to take three attacks.
Well, did she drank the potion.
She drank the potion. All of so these
that's
are halved.
Something.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Tarpos takes.
Mm-hmm. What's up, dude?
Mm-hmm. 29, 22. Tarpos takes 15 points of damage.
Okay, that's not so bad. Yeah. That's not so bad.
And she needs to make three athletics checks. Pass.
Yeah.
Pass.
Okay, come on. Come on, Tarpos.
Pass.
Oh, thank God. Okay. She's dodging and tumbling.
Okay. Yeah. Tarpos attacks from all sides. She's being torn to shreds. Tarpos is fucked up. She's on 3 hit points.
Oh, God. Oh,
okay. God. Great to hear.
That was... You survived another hag round.
Oh, thank God. Right.
Hector, okay. It's your turn.
Okay. Okay.
Keep swinging.
Let's swing at the one that I've injured. Let's re-roll that
attack. Yeah, how about you re-roll that?
Because I don't like the face that you just did. Adam, let's re-roll an attack I missed.
Yep. Chuck that at the bottom of the deck, please. That's a hit. And how fucked are they? Oh, my God. You just barely. You only miss on a one. All right. Any special sauce to this?
No.
No?
No, I'm trying to save my, like, again, I'm already burning through so many spell slots. And it's like still like day two.
Oh no, it's day two of working. Oh my fucking God.
You deal 26 points of damage.
Gotta do something to kind of, I don't know, just like get spells back or something.
We need to even the odds somehow.
It's Gorob Lushan's turn. Gorob Lushan continue to attack the one attacking you, Pip. Trying to free you. That's hit, yes.
All right, great.
Nothing's been as good as their first one, you know?
No, I mean, nothing quite compares.
Yeah. The hag holding you goes down.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, that's good news.
Even with quotation marks points of damage, that hag is down. You're down 2 hags to 4.
All right, awesome. Good stuff.
Gorob and Lushan, we did it! Then they look over at Tarpos,
yeah.
And you hear, for the first time ever, you hear... Gorob and Lushan in unison.
Yeah.
Together, they say, no.
Oh, no.
They say it at that volume.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then they sprint towards Tarpos. It is Tarpos's turn. She's breathing heavily, bleeding from a dozen or so wounds.
Mm-hmm.
Tarpos puts a hand on the ground and then... Everywhere in a, I want to say a, maybe a 120-foot range all around her, the trees die.
Oh, what?
Okay.
What dis move?
Who dis?
Who dis? New move, who dis?
One of the hags needs to make a constitution save. That's a fail. That hag takes 8d8 points of necrotic damage.
Awesome.
As its life force is sapped from it. Unfortunately, not into Tarpos.
Yeah. Well.
Another hag goes down.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck
down
yeah.
Down to 3 hags.
That's good. That's good stuff.
Tarpos breathes heavily and then rounds on the other hag attacking her. Good Pip, job. It's your turn.
Okay.
You're free.
I would like, can I, how, so how many, where's the biggest cluster of hags at the moment?
The biggest end. Cluster of hags is around Hector.
Can I use this spell Conjure Barrage? And not hit Hector. So it's a 60-foot cone. Every creature within it takes 3d8 damage.
You, unfortunately, cannot... you...
I would be hitting Hector
Hector's
as well.
Like in the middle of the three of them, yeah.
That's fine. I'll fire 2 shots at one of the hags around Hector, and I'll try and make one a pinning shot to try and at least give Hector he can back up and get away from it.
The pinning shot hits.
Nice.
Your regular shot hits as well.
The fact that my bolts are silver doesn't do nothing.
No, silver.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't think it did, but just
cold
yeah.
iron or nothing.
I gotta get some cold iron. Well, it's maybe useless after this fight. I don't even know how to do it. Yeah.
Cold. Wait, you what? Sorry.
I don't know how to even get cold iron.
Cold iron. Oh, purchase or make.
Make myself, yeah.
Make?
Yeah.
It's just iron that has been forged without heat.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Maybe we can get that from the
It's a specialty company item,
guy in town.
Possible.
See what happens.
Piran runs past you and launches himself at the hag that you hit.
Nice.
Hit.
Fuck.
That hag takes 62 points of quotation marks down.
Yeah, okay. Still.
That's some.
That hag is bloodied.
All right. Rock and roll, baby. Rock and roll.
All right. That is, yeah, so you've got three hags left. One of them is bloodied. The other two are basically untouched, though. Okay. Mm-hmm. That was Piran. It's the hag's turn. Everyone can hear a rattling sound from somewhere deep in the forest. All three remaining hags look up and then sprint off into the forest. One of them obviously can't escape, but the other two disengage and just run at full pelt into the forest.
Right.
They have a movement speed of roughly human speed.
Okay.
They basically, because they're ambush predators, their height doesn't allow them to move very quickly.
Yeah,
they're very lanky height. Mm-hmm. So you could try to track them down if you wanted to, or you could say, hey, we killed four hags.
Yeah, let's fly down.
Let's take a sit. Anyway, one hag can't escape, but obviously it's trying to, but it's like trying to tear itself out of the ground from Pip's pinning shot. That is the hag's turn. Hector, it's your turn.
So the hag that I hit, the one that I curse and whatnot, they're dead, right?
They're dead.
Oh, cool. I heal for 8. The sound and then the fact that the hags are running although the enemy of my enemy, that's good. Hey, I just want to wail away at this hag that's pinned.
Absolutely. Nice. Critical miss.
Even better.
You got anything for that?
Nothing worth it, surely.
Look, you're going to kill this hag regardless.
Yeah.
Check this shit out. Don't say I never do anything for you.
Okay.
Complete reversal, turn a critical miss into a critical hit.
Oh, my God. Oh, Adam.
Check that shit out.
You're sweetheart. You're so nice.
Only because I know worse things are coming for you. Low blow, double damage.
Nice.
And then a regular hit. So you deal 28 points of damage. That hag is dead.
Woo.
Yes. All right. Two hags in the bush.
Two hags in the bush.
Mysterious
rattling. Can we still hear the rattling?
No, the rattling has stopped. I'll say we're out of combat. We can discuss the awful effects that are happening to you and to Gora Bludgeon again.
We all suddenly notice them on our bodies.
This new system, I never really thought about it, but this new system really fucks you. But I mean,
you never thought about it?
No. I mean, sorry. It really fucks melee characters because you're more likely. I guess non-melee characters have lower hit points, so the thresholds are different. Never mind. You know what? It fucks everyone.
As long as it fucks everyone equally,
all right,
dude.
Pip, staggering blow. The character takes a -1 penalty to attack rolls, ability saving throws, and AC until they end a turn while conscious. Oh, well, that's fine.
Okay, that's fine. I've already done that.
Yeah, you're already. Okay. Yeah, well, I won't re-roll.
Because
that's basically nothing. Yeah. I will instead just allow you to walk that one off.
That's very kind of you. Ooh, I get it. Is kind of what happened.
Gora Blushing got the same one. All right.
Beautiful.
All right. You're coming out of this one. I'll allow this.
This feels like it's going to be worse the next time.
I feel like we've been blessed.
Yeah.
However, we heard something.
Yes.
That the hags were scared.
I was rereading the sometimes I just like to refresh myself on the rules every now and then. I was rereading the books the other day. And you know how the long rest thing fucks you?
Yes.
I'm not going to do this. I'm going to keep it as we've been doing it so far. But I found rules as written, it fucks you.
What have we not been
because
doing?
Because a long rest is interrupted by 1 hour of more, 1 hour or more of moderate to physical activity, which combat is one.
Yeah.
So if you have combat in a week, you don't get a long rest in that week. Rules as written.
That's no good.
I'm not going to do that. That seems fucked. I'll keep it to
Oh my God. We would never have a long rest.
Yeah.
Unless we hunkered down and didn't do anything for a whole week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would take a lot longer to get out of Barovia.
I get it. It is gritty realism. That's the name of those rules. Anyway, so you... You're standing there, exhausted.
Yeah, I guess.
The dusk hags have just escaped. The sun is setting. It's going to be getting very dangerous here very soon.
I guess while everything is happening, I guess while we are waiting for Pip and Gora Blushin to like have the effects and realize that,
we're okay.
into that, I guess a sit rep of everybody, like I know going to like Tarpos because they were very
wounded. Yeah,
Tarpos was pretty badly hurt.
Let
me check. I think Tarpos is in single digits hit points.
Oh. Yeah, they suffered. They suffered like no one has.
Just going over to them,
Oh, yes. Tarpos is on 3 hit points.
Okay. We need to get out of the snow, dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tarpos, is pretty fucked up, for lack of a better term.
Excellent news.
She's holding what is left of one of her arms and just sitting in the snow.
Alrighty.
Gorob and Lushan have also waded over to her and are, "My lady, please, let us help you up!" And they slowly try to get her to her feet. It looks like Gorob and Lushan have Tarpos covered.
Okay.
You look over at Piran. Piran is untouched. has not been hurt at all. And just has... He's shivering. He's quite obviously freezing.
Yep, cool. I will give Tarpos a level 1 cure wounds.
Okie dokie. You heal Tarpos of a hot... No, that can't be right. Right, paladins use charisma.
One plus five.
You heal them of 12 hit points.
That's pretty good.
And I will immediately use my armor to get a spell slot back for the week, because now I'm one...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. One spell left now.
You've got one. Okay. What? It's like day two?
Hmm?
Cool.
It's...
Well, actually, tomorrow will be day 2.
Yeah. We're not.
Hey, Adam, that's really cool.
Cool.
It's a cool thing you've done to us.
Pip, you okay?
I've been better. How am I doing, Adam?
I think
I'm pretty fucked, but I did get
18 hit points.
I've been better, but I mean,
I know you went down during the fight. Are you okay?
Yeah, then I came right back up again.
I've never felt better, if anything.
I'm sure there are other people who could do with more healing than me.
Okay. I just scan the scan the tree line, and just okay.
Probably
can
you bought those healing potions, I suppose. Says Piran. I mean, even failing the healing properties, a bit of warmth wouldn't go amiss right now.
Yes, you have all my coin.
well, I have it, but could have said something.
Pip, do you want to see if you can harvest anything?
Yeah, I was just about to.
The hags, and do you know anything that would scare them?
Did I whiff it?
Oh, you whiffed it. You got anything for a whiff roll? Unwhiff one. One roll.
I get no unwhiffers, dude.
All right. So you didn't roll a 1, so it's not an outright failure. What is your survival again? You've got pretty decent survival. So while you whiffed the roll, your ability is nonetheless pretty good. So you maybe the state, especially because what Gorob and Lushan did to their one, the state that you are getting these dusk hags in is not great.
Yeah.
So it's difficult to harvest much, but you are able to get some. 3 doses of blight skin.
Nice.
1 dose of hounding killer hands.
Oh, yeah.
And 4 hag eyes.
Oh, well, that makes sense. That only makes sense.
Yeah, sure. Oh, and then also they had treasure.
Oh.
Okay, haven't been here for a while.
Yeah, how do you even do this anymore? I don't even remember.
I guess, we searched
their treasure pouches?
Yeah.
They don't have treasure pouches. They just had, they weren't naked. They came at you with clothes, and in those clothes you find stuff that they have presumably pilfered from people who preceded you.
So with the hag, the touch that makes you your desire.
Yeah.
How long does that last until you...
Forever, until you cure it, basically.
And this, eating a snail in an hour is fine. And after
A snail in an hour, that's step one. Then let me find the other steps, because I have them up in here. So, within a day, consume a snail, remove all clothes, and wade into a cold body of water. So within an hour, you can eat a snail, but if a day has gone by, you're going to need to get naked in a lake. Within a week, consume a snail, remove all clothes, wade into a cold body of water, declare your intentions to become a hermit with no possessions and or aspirations. It is unknown how committed they must be, but experimentation says at least somewhat. And then within a month, the only known cure is to remove the desire from the victim's memory via magic. This expungement must be total. No trace can remain. Within a year, unknown, death and resurrection might help, but after a year and a day, you're shit out of luck.
Okay. You find among the hags, you find a spear crafted from a spiraling piece of ivory. Sorry, a spear crafted from a spiraling piece of ivory.
Yeah.
Bound with gold. As soon as you, I'll say, Hector, maybe you pick that up and inspect it. As you're inspecting it, you hear 500 gold. You look over at Piran and he says, that'd probably fetch 500 gold on an open market. He says, feels like he's got kind of some experience with this sort of stuff.
Yeah, not his first rodeo.
Yeah.
Right.
You find a bag of 40 platinum pieces stamped with a fishing net.
Okay.
You find a ring of blue glass whose slowly shifting design resembles a calm sea. It's a very well-made ring with a lot of care and attention, and it hums with energy. It might be magical.
I think this one is the a magical ring. I kind of give it a cursory glance, but I'm kind of giving it something.
Yeah.
Have a look.
Yeah, they can figure
Wait,
it out.
Wait, Gore? Oh, because Lushin is a wizard.
Lushin is the wizard.
You were like, might be cursed. I'll give you an arcana check at disadvantage. Actually, it shouldn't be at disadvantage. You have some magic. You've got some idea of... Oh, good boy card.
Oh, my God.
You've seen this ring before. Not this exact ring, but you've certainly... many magical items come from... It wouldn't be a factory. That's too industrial. But there are, like, fine craftsmen and makers, that sort of thing. You recognize who made this ring, and you know what it is. It's a ring of water walking.
Is it also the kind of thing where, like... To make, say, a ring of water walking, there's only so many ways you can really do it. They're all going to kind of look...
Well, no, actually, I'd say there's a lot that can... Yes and no. I'd say that there is a lot of variation, but yes, there are some things that you need to stick to. But like with healing potions can have a specific taste, or they can have a taste that is unique to whoever's drinking it. There's a wide variety, but a healing potion can never taste like nothing.
Yes, yeah, okay, yeah, cool.
Lushin, could you have it? Wait. No. Oh, it's a ring of water walking. Got a ring of water walking.
I'm sure that'll come in handy down the track.
While you wear this ring, you can stand on and move across any liquid surface as if it was solid ground.
Would have been useful during the fight against the watery mass. So, yeah, let's...
Yes. That includes snow?
I would say no.
Okay. Oh, snow's just cold water.
Yeah. I would say the magic of the ring, it's... The wording within the spell does not count.
Yeah,
snow.
Sure.
Does anybody want this in particular?
I don't think I can't. It'd be just as useful to me as it would anyone else.
I offer it to if anyone wants it, basically. If not, I'll put it on. But
yeah, you take it.
Piran looks at it and says, "I might be able to accomplish some things with it." No, actually, not Piran. Tarpos. Tarpos says, cannot swim.
I hand over the ring of water walking to Tarpos.
I'll add it to her inventory.
Can I think back to the rattling sound and see if I can identify anything about it? Maybe I'm just scanning the tree line.
yeah.
Sure.
Brow furrowed, being like, what
and
the
can
fuck
I
was that?
Scan the tree line while looking perhaps where that Vistani ran off to? See if they made any sort of like trails?
Hang on. Two things first. First, I need to make a quick note of who has the ring and why.
Okay.
And then, Jackson, you want to know about that rattling noise. That would be an arcana check. No.
You whiffed it.
Yeah, you whiffed it. And then...
Basically the same, but more... It was like the same, but really I'm looking for where that Vistani ran off to.
So you are trying to track the Vistani?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not...
No, it's like I want to have a thing, like, you know, like, could I recognize that? But ultimately, my attention is focused on the Vistani.
The good boy card.
God. Killing
you,
it, dude.
Yeah, you find tracks. It's snow. It's snowing. So it's really, you didn't need that 20.
Yeah.
you find the tracks almost immediately.
Okay. Thinking of how long he was running for, would it take long to find that person?
It's
or?
Probably been, I would say, because you're doing this after harvesting from the hags, it's been 15 minutes.
All right.
So they could have gotten quite far, depending if they kept sprinting. You would be on horseback, but they went into the woods and the sun is setting. The sun is set, actually.
Yeah. Yep.
So it is incredibly dangerous. They might already be dead.
I know, but I'm holding on hope.
Sure.
All right, so he went that way. I could probably look around. Where did the rattling come from, by the way?
It came from somewhere probably to the south of you. So towards you can see you're quite close to, even in the darkness, the mist wall that surrounds Barovia.
Mm-hmm.
It came from somewhere in that direction, and that's where the hags went.
Okay, and the Vistani ran the opposite way.
The Vistani ran in a north direction, which is also not, both of those directions are off the road, just different ways.
I'll wheel the horse. Sure.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
A horse can wheel.
You can
turn the horse around to everybody. Like, all right. The sun is set. It is getting colder by the minute.
Yeah, we need to get out of here.
What was that rattling sound? What it scared them?
No idea. Nothing I can think of should scare a hag really like that.
Was there anything in the wagon?
Nothing. Tarpos had a look.
Tarpos had a brief look.
Yeah.
She says, did not see much. Lots of stuff thrown around.
It came from the mist, right?
Yeah, it came from, which means that whatever was making the rattling could have gone back into the mists, in which case, well, we can't follow it, whatever was making the noise.
Okay.
Well, how far away? We're not going to really be able to get back to anywhere safe by nightfall, are we?
Probably not, no. I mean, if you really rode hard, if you rode hard, the nearest safe place would be the Selenka Pass. That would be the closest port of call right now.
Do I think that spending the night outside is just gonna, it's kind of
you,
I know it's always dangerous at night, but specifically here
is probably as safe as anywhere else. You've got a nice clear area. Well,
I was thinking
where
getting in the cabin, to be honest, getting in the wagon. Yeah,
walls wouldn't go amiss.
And a
right
roof,
now.
Honestly,
what's left of a roof? Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, you could try to. You could try to rotate the wagon so that the massive gash isn't on top anymore, so you get a little bit more shelter. But having it on the side maybe exposes you to wind. Might be literally best to turn it entirely
upside
onto
down.
The gash side.
Yeah.
If you felt your group had the strength to do that,
I think we're not getting back to the past tonight.
No.
Did you want to see what you can do with the wagon?
Yeah. All right. I'll see if we can turn it over.
I'm going to try, do a cursory check on scout these woods. Very brief. Give me a snail.
Are you leaving everyone else to flip the wagon, or do you want someone to come with you?
Well, Gora Blushin aren't going to leave Tarpos. Tarpos is in no position to help.
And Tarpos will eat Pirin if you leave them unattended.
And Pip and Pirin would probably want no part in this. So
Pirin does look pretty thoroughly spooked.
Yeah. So I won't even ask.
Okay.
This
isn't, you going out
this
on
isn't
your own?
Really. I'm either going to get chastised and I don't have the time for it, nor do I really want that.
Okay.
I put my hands on my hips. And then I'm like, I'll come with. And I'll walk over and climb on the back of the horse. If you die out there, I'm not getting home. So.
All right, then.
Thank you very much.
Well, I'll lead these two and we'll flip the wagon, take shelter in for the night, and...
We'll be back shortly.
Right.
Fingers crossed, I say.
Yeah,
Fingers crossed we'll be back.
Fingers, toes, everything crossed, yes.
I'm mostly paying attention to the snow tracks at the moment, yeah, and cool. As soon as Pip is, like,
yeah.
I guess, in front of me,
awkwardly clambering up.
Well, having Pip in front rather than behind is so funny.
I'll fall off otherwise.
I was going to say, are you hugging me, or do you want me in front? Am I big spooning like, you, or are you...
Whatever's safest.
Like a child?
Yeah.
You want to be in front? Well, I don't know. Pip is quite big. I don't know if Pip is bigger than you,
Hector.
I don't think so, no.
Yeah,
I think even with Pip, Pip's size might make it difficult to ride with Pip in front.
I'll go behind, and I'll just hook myself around your waist.
Right, let's go. Begin tracking those tracks.
I think I'd like to use primeval awareness, Adam, and to check the area for Fey. I can't learn where they are specifically, but
just
I can
if they're in
the area.
You can use your action to expend one ranger spell slot.
That's fine. I don't use them anyway.
Yeah, all right. Well, I know as well we don't have... Canonically, you're not using magic.
So
we'll say, I think we had a conversation about this, so we'll say anytime that you're using a spell, it's actually an extension of your alchemy abilities.
Yes, absolutely.
And you have, we'll say, just like a constant access to some basic ingredients that let you do the things that you do for spells. So perhaps you know that there is a method of detecting if creatures are in a certain area because of the auras that they give off. You create a quick little potion, rub it onto a tree nearby, and it will glow if such the creature is nearby. So you pick Fey.
Yeah.
I'm just checking for hags.
Right. It's within 6 miles. All right. Oh, yeah, 6 miles of its favored terrain.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it glows. Within 6 miles? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wish that was a little more focused in, but...
Alas.
At least we know they're around. That means they haven't gone in the mist. So that's something. Maybe I start rubbing my snout as well as we ride.
Right.
And I can't imagine they'll have been chasing the Vistani because to them, he's already dead. So that works in our favor, too.
You're correct. I guess they were running from something, so I don't know if they'll be on the hunt.
Yeah. Let's hope. God, let's hope.
The softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.